My dear parents, sisters, brothers, and children, today it is August 6th. The Holy Mother Church today celebrates the Feast of Transfiguration. Though it is Sunday, it is a great feast in the church. So I have a question, as usual. So what is transfiguration? One of the days, one of the parish members here told me, "Father, you ask questions, but we are not prepared to answer." So I told, "I ask question today, and if you are not prepared to answer, when you come on next Sunday, you can answer." So what is transfiguration? You may go to your home, may prepare the answer. When you come next Sunday, you answer me. Yeah. So transfiguration is the great feast, the Holy Church. Jesus went beyond his image. So where does the transfiguration happen? Again, a question. Without question, I can't exist here. So where does the transfiguration happen? On the mountain, yeah. So yesterday, one of the members of the men's Bible group, he took me to the Rocky Mountain National Park. Have you gone there? Yes. So he took me to the 12,000 feet up top. Have you gone there? Yes. So it was marvelous, amazing for me. I was not transfigured, but it was good for me. So mountain is a good place for prayer, being with the Lord and all. So there are three major incidents in the life of Jesus that happened on mountain. Again, question, can you say what are the three major incidents that happened on mountain in the life of Jesus? One. Yes, you are right, transfiguration. Two. Sermon on the Mount. Three. What? Crucifixion. I hope that some of you might have come for the yesterday's evening mass. Yeah. So one is the Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount. Second one, the feast today, Transfiguration. Third one, the crucifixion of our Lord. So everything happened, the three major life events in the life of Jesus happened on the Mount. The church fathers, they say, the first Christians were fascinated by the even the transfiguration. And St. Thomas Aquinas would say, transfiguration is the greatest miracle in the Gospels. It is the greatest miracle in the Gospels. And he would say, it is one of the five major milestones in the Gospels. The five major milestones in the Gospels. One, baptism, transfiguration, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. So we can't keep away the feast of transfiguration as important. So Christ is going on top of the mountain. He wants to pray. And he calls three disciples with him. Who are they? Peter, James, and John. Yeah, the closest disciples of Jesus, he called them on the mountain. And while he was transfigured, who were with him on the top of the mountain? the Old Testament prophets, Elijah and Moses, yeah. So Bishop Fulton Deschin would say that the Old Testament was coming to meet the New Testament. The Old Testament, Moses and Elijah, they were coming to meet the new one, new Jesus. Elijah represents the chief of the prophets, and Moses, the publisher of law. Jesus being the new Torah, Jesus being the new prophet, he becomes the connecting point between the prophets and the law, between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And there we have a voice from heaven. The heavens were opened, and voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Is there any other passage in the gospel that we hear the same word from heaven before the transfiguration? Yes, where? In the baptism. In the baptism, again, the heavens were opened, and there was a voice from heaven. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." But here in Transfiguration, again the heavens were opened and said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." One more word is added. Listen to him. In the baptism, it was said to Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." In Transfiguration, it is said to his disciples, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Disciples, listen to him." It was not Moses or Elijah that the disciples were to hear, but Jesus, who apparently would die like any other prophets, but more than a prophet. The voice from heaven testified, unbroken, undivided union of the Father and the Son. Now I want to focus on two words from heaven. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The words "beloved" and the word "listen." The famous retreat preacher, Henry Nouwen, he has a book on beloved. He's a preacher, writer, and he says, becoming the beloved sons and daughters of God is the important thing in life. We are called to become the beloved sons and daughters of God because we belong to God. We should be identified in God. But most of the times, we identify ourselves with the image that we create. We have a false image in us. We are created in the image and likeness of God, but we have created our own image. We are not identifying ourselves with God. And he has three important perspectives where we make three images. He says, first one, we make image with "I am what I have." We create our own image with "I am what I have." I have a good education, I have a good car, good house, good family, health, wealth, prosperity, power. So we make our own image with what we have, not what with Jesus, with God. And second, he says, "I am what I do." We make our own image with "I am what I do." Yes, I have a good profession, I have a good job, I do good things, I have a success in life. We make our own image in that. The third one, very important one, which is very applicable to all of us, he says, I am what others say about me. I am what others say about me. When people around me speak good of me, when people have a good opinion on me, we make our own image. And he says, if you lose everything, our health, our wealth, our power, our profession, and the people speak ill of us, we have no identity. We are in struggle. We are in a difficult situation. And he has an answer. This same author, Henry Nouwen, with the struggles and difficulties, one day he had a chance to meet Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So he shared all his difficulties, struggles, frustration in his life to Mother Teresa of Calcutta, for her advice. After listening to the other, Henry, Mother Teresa of Calcutta replied, well, when you spend an hour a day adoring your Lord and never do anything which you know is wrong, you will be fine. Listen to me once again. Well, when you spend an hour a day worshiping your Lord and never do anything which you know is wrong, you will be fine. That means the second one, listening. You have to spend an hour a day listening to the Lord, because you are called to identify yourself with the Lord, because you are following the Catholic faith. Being a Catholic faith, you have many things. You do many things. You compare yourself with everyone. That's all secondary. You are called to identify yourself with God. To identify yourself with God, you have to listen to God. As God said to disciples, listen to my beloved Son. As true followers of Christ Jesus, we are called to listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus every day, spending an hour. Listen to Jesus, spending a day, every day, an hour. He wants an hour from us. He says, give me an hour. Give me an hour a day. We spend a lot of times with our children, with our parents. We spend an hour watching TV. We spend hours in playgrounds. We spend hours in the swimming pool. We spend hours in theater. We spend hours in our friend circle. Yes, but God asks you now, when you wake up from bed in the morning, he says, you have 24 hours in a day till next morning. Give me an hour. When you give an hour to the Lord, when you listen to the Lord, you are identified as the beloved sons and daughters of God. That's what God wants from us. You may say, I spend an hour in a week. I come for Sunday Mass. I spend an hour in a week. In a week, you have 168 hours. In a week, you have 168 hours. You spend only 1 hour. If you take an year, if you spend 1 hour each day, you spend in a year 365 hours. In a year, you have almost 8,700 hours. And you spend in a year 365 hours, which means only the 4% of a year you spend in with the Lord. God wants that. He asks you an hour. Okay, suppose if you can't spend an hour with the Lord, you are busy with a lot of things, busy with your profession, busy with your things, I would say spend half an hour a day. Spend half an hour a day. Because God wants you to listen to Him. When you listen to Him, you will be transfigured. You will have an image of God. You will keep away the images of you have. You do what others say, because you are called to become the beloved sons and daughters of God. God bless you. Let us all stand. Let us profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, God from God made. From Sanctuary of the Father, through Him all things were made. For His name and for His salvation, He came down from heaven, and the Holy Spirit was incarnate, was with Him, and became man. For our sake, He was crucified and before His death. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Father and the Son, the Son of the Holy Spirit, but it is spoken to the prophets. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. I confess and baptize for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead. Like Saint Peter, we believe that it is wonderful for us to be here. The divine presence, we confidently bring our praise to our God and Father.
For the Pope, bishops, and all leaders of the Church, that they may always lead us to the glory of heaven, we pray to the Lord. That Church leaders will inspire people by their authentic example of faithful Christian living and service to the gospel, we pray to the Lord. For the retired and infirm priests of our diocese, that they may experience peace and joy in their retirement for the countless years of service they have provided, we pray to the Lord. That all those from our parish who are attending World Youth Day would have a transforming encounter with the Lord Jesus and be more deeply converted, we pray to the Lord. That the Spirit of the Lord may rest upon the poor, the sick, the lonely, and the dying, we pray for Tim Hetrick, Tom Hetrick, Hank Gardner, Linda Bede, and Jacqueline Yurt. We pray to the Lord. That all who have died may be raised to new and eternal life. We pray for Oliver Stratton, Francis Critella, Gerson Cerna, Ron Castiglione. We pray to the Lord. We pray especially for Avery Neninger, in whose intentions this Mass is celebrated. We pray to the Lord.
Almighty Father, with grace and glory, you transform our lives. By these prayers, strengthen us to come through the trials of this earthly life. We ask through Christ our Lord. Thank you. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God.